shamayim mutarim, such as l'shar l'chavonos, right? Chefte shamayim, you know, glam del sefer, right? That's all called chefte shamayim. The Gemara says mutter. So the tzorach mitzvah mutter. It's not called chamot sefer. It's only a kula when it comes to medina. That's all. Medina presumably is also in the tzorach. So that's the pashas in medina. And that's why it's called surim. We sing on Shabbos. Chamot sefer surim. But the Gemara darshins in the sefer Shabbos chamot sefer surim. Chefte shamayim mutarim. Such as l'shar l'chavonos, right? Chefte shamayim, you know, glam del sefer, right? That's all called chefte shamayim. The Gemara says mutter. So the tzorach mitzvah mutter. It's not called chamot sefer. It's only a kula when it comes to medina. That's all. Medina presumably is also in the name of tzochet. Tzochot. That's the pashas in medina. And that's why it's called saying it's mutter. It doesn't apply to poel. And therefore, should also not apply to what? To kosher. That is Shulchan Aruch, truth to tell, does cause the Torah's leniency by bar mitzvah, even with respect to kosher. The Machaber says, Ulitzorach mitzvah, go limdo echad nishiri to ha-Torah, mutal zikshon kesher shen shatayama. Mishnah Berurah Yud-Gimel, Sefer Beis Meir. Okay, Rambam in the tour. But going to Rashi and Tosfos in the Baruch Tzedurah, it's not so. That's the Beis Meir that you just quoted. Okay, so it's not so posh this whole head of the book of it. Not at all posh. But it is quoted as one day in the Lechav. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Moshe, I asked you to do the Rosh in Siman Aleph. Let's turn to the Rosh in Siman Aleph. A nice review, and this review will go on to the next issue. Very important issue. The Rosh, as you know, the Rosh was the link, you know, in many ways, between the Sephardic and Ashkenazic traditions. The Rosh was an Ashkenazic, the Baalei HaPesach. He ran away to Sephard, he ran for his life. We became more acquainted with the Rif and halfway far, and he has to be close to both. He saw the tour, it would be a complete combination. So the Rosh over here quotes the Rav Al-Fizal, Jewish, the Maitish Al-Umanu. What does he say? Baloney Ira, the Rif is wrong. The Bekeshish of Kayama, Ayachilah, Ben Maitse Uman, the Maitse Hedjit. Makes no distinction whatsoever, what's the difference? He quotes Rashi Shita. Alright, very nice. He quotes Rashi Shita. Fine. This is a cause of Bala Trumazah. That Nathan Shakorin Shakoshin also the Ratsuas. Ve'eno Matir and Elok Sher Mishana and Mephthasayin. Also the Koshran Mishana. Okay. That's not Aroy enough. What? So here the Korban is Sano. Host Nun. Host says, Host, he did that the last 2 lines of the page. If a Rusha Baha the Meshane Bidder Abonot, means Minash or Tabidah Hachamim, Shakoshin Bechozik Ritsuos Minalayan, Behomdin Belelos, Veinam Kolzim Minalayan, Shain Toshin Lubushanki Bishabbas the Shabbos. Whoa. It's not the Rabbonim that we know about. He's a gedolei Torah. Mamish slept with their clothes. They slept with the whole arichas in the post now. They're not allowed to even do shoes. That's what they talk about. I'm not going through that. But okay. So they got dressed in Shabbos. They would take off their shoes. Shabbos didn't have to be a different madrega. Fine. Back to Akasha. Hey, kosher also be Shabbos and Shachris. The ties is kasha. And the rabbanim tied their shoes. I guess they didn't sleep. I was told that two gedolim who lived not that long ago had this minute. The Chazon Ish only got pajamas all these little. He slept in Friday night. That was, you know, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. And the Satmarov. But Sarah, so he also, the whole week will sleep. He became to throw the Torah like this? What? The Rabbanan, that the Gemara is talking about. Today, okay, I guess. Other people maybe aren't worthy of the Tata Rabbanan. Whatever it may be, this is their custom, the Dolly Torah of that. But they woke up Shabbos morning, they tie their shoes. So that's Friday. They're a Benish of Erlem. What's going on? How do you do that? The Taz is Kasha. That's an Aiz and a Kasha. The Taz is a Kasha. Tremendous Kasha. How do you tie their shoes on Shabbos? He has another Kasha to cover the top. Yesh Lahakshos. Ahatarosan Bishop. How they untie their shoes on Friday night when they went to sleep? Luke, do you have a terrace for that kasha? I have a terrace for this kasha. Oh, what's that? I have a very good terrace for this kasha. I don't like his terrace. My terrace is, it's true, they were good early Torah. They never took off their shoes. But didn't they know the halacha? Know the Torah? That's what we all observe about. Even when I told them, you have to pay to come and Shabbos Kodesh. They all went to the Vilas Hamen. They used to go into the bathhouse. What, the tied shoes? They went on. So they untied them. When they said they didn't take off their shoes, it was the exception of the bath they took on an Arab Shabbos. So then they retied it for 3 hours, whatever it was, and then they untied it for 5 hours. And they untied it before they went to sleep. That doesn't bother me, that kasha. This kasha's bothering me. What's his terrace? He is a funny terrace. It's not a matir amanas likshor. In the Mishkan. A whole complicated story. I don't know what he's talking about. What's driving at that? I read you what he says. Below Kasha and Midi, he says. Atarasan, he says. Ein chiyu machatas al ataras kasha kim shemata amanas likshor kim maas and Mishkan. Kosh and Botek Rabbein and Perek Lagodol Sin and Vod. The machloek is gedoli of Yishonim. If there was din of matir only chayv amanas likshor or not. The cave and Dana Eli stood there above the Mokum Tzara lo Gozru. You can give that answer to everybody. But Rashi disagrees. But Rashi holds that matir is chayv afilu shalom likshor. According to Rashi, still only going to be the Rabbana. But it's not a Le'olam. That whole Mahalach, I don't really understand too well. So my tariff is better. Took a bath. But the Tanis Kasha remains. How they tie the shoes on Shabbos. Oh. So what the Korban Hassan will answer? We skipped it before. He says, Rabbanan Koshim in the land of Shabbos, and the Aniva had Motsoi Shabbos. They only tied it sort of by the Aniva until Motsoi Shabbos. That's not the Poshim Shabbos and the Rosh, not the Sefer Truma, not the Beis Yosef. I thought once again, I'm a Taz fan. As yesterday, we were big Taz fans. Right. Today again, I'm a Taz fan. The Taz asked this kasha. Taz is a terrorist. I don't know why the Korban Hassan doesn't want to come before. The Taz is all terrorists to his kasha. He quotes the kasha of Hashem also, the name of the Taz. Why do they give the Taz an answer? Let's open up those who have a regular Shulchan Aruch. Open up to the Taz and see what he says. What he says is very, very important. Really, exceedingly important. Again, the question is, how did the Rabbanon was cited in the Gemara on that Kuf Yud Beis Amun Aleph, and they tie their shoes, and they Rashi explain only once a week, so how did they in fact tie their shoes on Shabbos? It's Sifkotin Beis. Sifkotin Beis. He says over here, Koshos and Aragulam and Shabbos Shakras, and Cholsim in the Lamb after Leilas and Leil Shabbos, which is long in Bechol Leilas from Chol from Al Hashem. The Shochanat Koshim came out of Bechol Potter of a lot of survey of Koshim also in the Shabbos Shachris. V'yesh Lava, look what he says, so critical. The Nikomako will not just about Kvius Majid the Chagu. The Harbe for all of Shochrim Gan Bechol the Cholsim in the Lamb. Will the Simona Mialma Nokas Gemara came in Shadaka Makaf Rove from it? The Melech Shadam Goma Vedaka Shiyu Nisharim Vivada Aziz Man Hoya Isur. The Israel of Kirish Rashi, etc., etc., etc. What does the Taz answer? The Taz answered as follows. Look, these big Rabbonim, they would often go and stay up learning the whole night, this whole thing that we sometimes do in the Beis Medrash, and they would basically even keep their clothes on. Not all the time. Those were very tired, and they realized the smartest thing to do is to take off their shoes, take off their clothes, and go to sleep, and wake up in the morning, you'll learn better. That happens sometimes. Also, that's the Taz's answer. That is the Taz's answer. Let me ask you a question, Rabbosai. Why? Why is this Muslim? You know, I would have said on my own, if up to me, I would have said as follows. So when he ties the knot on Shabbos morning, it's unknown. No one in the world knows. Will he untie it before next Friday? Will he not? So, I'll use the word suffering. It's a suffering. I don't know. And what's the worst case scenario? The worst case scenario is that the Rabbanon. So you can argue, it's black the snake of the Rabbanon the Kula. That's a simple way I could have learned this time. At the time I tied my shoes on Shabbos morning, the Rabbanon was busy learning all night. We don't know. Will he take it off that night? Will he not take it off? We never know what's going to be, how will he feel. But the worst case scenario is he'll be there for a week. So therefore, he can say for something there are both. Maybe. But I'd like to use this Taz to introduce you to a Yerayim, which is a critical and often unknown Shita and Rishon. We all know, the world knows, Rabbosai. There are two Shitas. Mishnah Berurah called it two Shitas. Mishnah Berurah called it Torah. Two Shitas. There's Rashi on one hand, and the Rif on the other, which spent a lot of time on. You know there's a third shita? Yes. There's a third little known shita. It's along the lines of Rashi, not the same as Rashi. Yes. Rip is Uman. Don't forget the Uman. Rashi said there are three possibilities. Less than the day is Mutter. More than 24 hours, less than forever is Asim Rabbanan. And forever is Asim Midaraisa. That's Rashi. Well, the Iran disagrees. And again, you should have seen it by now, the Shulchan Gemara. Give a look. Open up, please, to the Shulchan Gemara, the mouth of the main. We'll see the Urayim. No one knows about this. How can they tell the quotes? If you have the quote, we'll open it up to the guy. Okay. Vira'om. Which Mordechai? That's the finest one. Holagazet. Usvile the Keshe Shaosin Barosh Avne Shaomed Kach Shavuo Shuayim Mutta La Tiro Lakosha Lachatchila B'Shabbos. See what's going on? He's not there a week or 2 weeks, presumably a year or 2 years also. We know this thing in the Tasset. Lo Osu Ele Keshe Shuvadai Shal Kayomo Debai Chayom Elof Chata. Okay, that's obvious. You're also with the Rabbanon. Kesher she'eino vadai shelo yiyah lekayamo. Digel is the puki bay. Dil meyoniach ha'kesher uli olam. Ki chen derech ha'koshrim kesher b'yosom mokom osi lahadir. Mikol mokom manichem osi gam ken leolam. V'ha'hu hu de'ika iser. Aber be kasher shvada ina manichen also al kach li olo ela shmatir also be sov shvu al shvaim habu vada shori whoa what do you read there are other letters in it or the same you read machidish neira he's saying that the only time there exists an isa de rabbanan is in the case where you tie a knot and we're not sure whether it's going to be forever or not forever. Oh, we're not sure. It may actually be forever. In that kind of case, the Chazal asked it. But if we know for a fact that it won't be forever, the Chazal never asked it. I'm going to stay for a week or two. I think the Chorosh will be a year or two. There's a Tazman.
Talk about a cooler. Wow. Wow.
Too bad the Beis Shemitah didn't quote it. Never found a way into the Shulchan Aruch or the Rambam. No one even knows about the sheep. Written right in, but no one knows about it. I imagine the Rambam who didn't take off their shoes, they must know about it. But the average person, who knows about the Sirei? Here, Rabbos say you can't take Svek in the Rabbon of the Kula. The Zavila Olam is going to be Chayav Kadas. So why are you saying the Rei that I find it out on Shabbos? And it's not, it's sometimes forever and sometimes it's not? Ultimate the Rabbon. Why ultimate the Rabbon? It's also the Svek of the Raisa. Here's the Yisod, I think, that the Rei is saying. In the definition of Shel Kayama, is contradicted by even the possibility of your undoing it and not leaving you there forever indefinitely. Shel Kayama means that, as I said before, capital S, capital K, Shel Kayama is for sure. It was a suffix, but it's not called Shel Kayama at all. It's not a sveka. Sveka, you say sveka the rest of the chumra. Not a sign. But if the very fact that the possibility exists that you're going to undo it, that itself takes it out of the category of Shel Kayama. The matter, that's true on the level of the Raisa, according to the Yerev, and that's true on the level of the Rabbanon, according to the Taz. That's not the stake of the Rabbanon, the Kuh. Much more than that. The Rabbanon, the Tabitha Machamim, who would tie them out of their shoes on Shabbos, you never know. They'll take it out tonight. They won't take it out tonight. No one even knows what it is. They don't know their exact schedule. It's mutter. Only the Taz seems to say that in order to be matter, even when they're Rabbanon, you need a situation that they would leave it there for no longer than a week. For no longer than a week. That's the tomorrow's case, no longer than a week. Could be no longer than a year. Might also be alright in this context. But if you want it in order to be moderate, if you have to cover, it has to be that you have no possibility of being there indefinitely. So that's what the Taz is saying. Nadia's daddy is along the lines of this almost unknown Uraim. The Uraim set of the level of Doraisa. And the Taz is saying on a Klefishi das Rashi. The Rashi holds the way the Taz explained the Rashi. We accepted it yesterday. The more than one day is also the Rabbanon, but that's only a case that's for sure more than one day. When maybe less than a day, they may start taking out Motzei Shabbos and get a night's sleep. And it's not going to be forever. It still won't be forever. That is mutter. So Rabbo said, what I call the Urei of Shita is not quote, to give the expression in vain. But the Taz, that was knowingly or unknowingly, borrowed that principle and said that if it's going to be there for up to a week, longer than that, we're at. But it may or may not be there even for one day, then it's mutter l'halacha l'maisa. That's exactly the heter of the Mizno the Rabbanon, which the Gemara has not cooked your days now, for the feed there at Hatar, Sif Kotten, Beis. Okay. So now, Rabosai, we have the heter of Mokum Tsar, which the Rambam quoted. Where does this come from? The heter of Mokum Tsar. It's an important heter. It's called the Sana quoted, the Gro quoted. So the Vilna Gaon explains, as always, sources. They have to have a source. But what's the source of the heter of Mokum Tsar? So the Vilna Gaon and Siv Kotten, Shin Yuzayin, Siv Kotten, Yud Zayin, gives you the source. Always a Gemara. What's the source? The Ramah of the Mokum Tsar Logozo says he's going to. Where's it coming from? Logozu al shvus b'makom tzara. As it says back in Shin Tes Zayin Sif Tes. What's there? Talking about this last summer. You have tzar mi'akitos parosh mutal etzudo. Okay, the shen to dino nitzo the dito de rabbonam b'makom tzara logozu. Okay, you're being irritated, stung somewhat by some kind of a insect, so it's not a daraisa, and you're allowed to do tzeda to trap it, and it shouldn't bother you. and went to the Mefurisha Gemara Kuf Zion Omen Aleph. You can look it up later. And the Mefurisha Tosfos Dav Gimel Omen Aleph Shabbat Dimasil Vatzod. And the same thing applies to the grosses of Zivkot Yutches to other Shvusim. No, sorry. This is back in Shin and Simon Shin Zion. I thought I was in Shin Yud Zion. Not back in Shin Simon Shin Tes Zion, that the Gemara made reference to the Sim Tes. That's what the Machaber calls the Din Parush. The Buff of Tsar, you can eliminate it. So there, the Goyim says, where do you get this concept from? He says, Kibosh Gotham of Mapis Musa, Betaydas Nachosh, something which exists in other Shvusim as well. Apparently, this is relevant, Rabosai, because it could be other Buff of Tsar, where the court of Israel Moa, they were made by all Shvusim, as the Gron said, and especially when it comes to things that we're discussing. What would be an example? I'll give you an example. This leads us to my next topic. There's a big fight, a big argument amongst the poskim about disposable diapers for a baby. They use them, you may not use them. Just imagine the baby is there, the baby's wet, the baby's dirty, and they want it. Take out the diaper and says, oh, can't do it. What the Rabbi X said, it's awesome. Oh, so you're separating it. After all, it's taped on, and you're untaping it. So, with all due respect to Rabbi X, whatever you may be, they would say it would be awesome. I really should have used it in the first place. Now the poor baby is in such pain and discomfort, we should argue, but Mokum Tsar, the low gods are Rabbi. This leads me, Rabbi, to my next topic, which is a critical topic. If a person, I gave the example for a good reason, that a person has these disposable diapers that are taped on. Taping on is called Madvik Neoros. And separating is called Makrit Neoros Devukim. If you look carefully, there are Mamma the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if you guys know what Mamma yet. That's not called kosher and matir, respectively. What is that called, gentlemen? What is it called? Who knows? Tofer and korea, respectively. And now the critical question is the relationship between these two similar but somewhat different avos melachos, the two pairs, the two twins. You have kosher and matir, which you've been discussing until now. You have tofer and korea, which you have discussed presently. Are they the same? Is the halacha the same? If so, yes, and if not, why not? But today, I'm going to just read you one more makor, which is going to be the springboard for the entire shiur tomorrow. It's going to be a very important makor. We'll read it together now, and we'll see, Mr. Shem, how this is going to teach us many things. That is the Hagos Mordechai that I asked you to see in the back. Top Nun Zayin.
Himself on his daf. I think it's Shin
page Ayin Gimel in the Mordechai. Give a look there also. What's the difference, according to some, between Topher on one hand and kosher? I'll ask you a more fundamental question. Now, what's the difference in the halacha? What's the definition? How do we define kosher? I'll give you a specific case. How do you know if it's going to be called kosher or is it going to be called Topher? It's not so clear. What is really the distinction between the two of them? Not so partial. And why should there be a distinction in the halacha between the two of them? All this is very fundamental. We'll discuss it with the Shem tomorrow.
Out.
Attention. Ve'ikir Adem Tzvot Adadu. It's interesting, there seems to be a contradiction between the Shabbos and the Yomtiv. The Yomtiv is the post from Amekim. The Shabbos and Amekim. And I would expect the Korea, there's absolutely no distinction in the Parshas between Shabbos and Yomtiv. The Yomtiv Nefesh, we're not discussing this, by the letter over here. So what's going on? He quotes the Tosefes Shabbos. We have here a few copies. The Tosefes Shabbos, as you know, is based upon a different distinction. There is a place where Yontif is more kal, as with respect to Binyan Vestira Bekalim, a topic we will discuss. The first debate, I think it's out of the bay, says that there are more leniencies with respect to Yontif than with respect to Shabbos. Kaka, so it's kind of matakin, so a matin more because it's simple Yontif in general, and there are more leniencies. So therefore, the Tosefta Shabbos writes that the reason why Mekel, the reason why Machman Shabbos, because we're Chashash, it looks like some kind of Stira Bekalim. I would explain why the Poskim are more Mekel by Yontif than by Shabbos. Not because of the Korea aspect. If it's the Korea, there's no distinction. Because it's not considered to be Korea. Why not? So far, the Poskim shot, why not? Because it is meant to be undone as soon as you get it. That's considered, as the Levush said, Eino Shel Kayama Klal, like as if it's Liyomo. But the problem is the Rebbe Kalim. Therefore, we're not going to have Kila on Shabbos. Try to avoid it, you tell the goy to do it. But in Yom Tov, you do it yourself. That's what it says in the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos. It's remarkable that the Elio Rabba, when he quotes this day of opening envelopes, it's compared to what we saw yesterday briefly in the Mordechai Simon Shinkov Vase, which really turned there again now. We just looked at it very quickly at the end of the yesterday. I had to see it, but now you saw it. You know, there are kind of some people from Maramacomas. We should be getting someone up here to take care of that for us perhaps today. Okay. Anyone finish the fire for the sheet yet? I'll go through this. Okay. If you go along your pace, if you get used to my pace, we'll see if the two can fill out on start. Okay. So, Shimchav Bey, that's page I in Gimel. Yesh lo chia, he says. Based upon our Gemara we just learned, Daf Mem Ches, for service and sabra is Hebrew, and the Gufas Achopis Eino Hebrew, Sharei Lishnotel Omedes. That's the Gemara Daf Mem Ches of the Bay, as Rashi explained. Can't be with Rashi. Rashi understood that something that's meant to be removed is not considered to be a Hebrew. Umikan Yesh Lochiyam Shemuto Listor Stimas Kiyat Tanash Yisotlamir of Shabbos. They take the chol. They put it into a bin oven, and they cover up the oven with kind of special cover or something. They tint the mud, just to keep the insulator, to keep the heat inside. The chol should be very hot. Very important, have hot chol. The domala, the amina, the perkovis, the shori, the nifres, chavisa, the gruti, the tishavis, the shim, the mechavim, the hotzi, the yayin, the lo lazo, the pesach. If you're allowed to break open a chiatana, which sealed in Erev Shabbos. And the Shuvah Tadeshin says, quote on the side, a little margin, because of Ma'arai, the Shuvah Tadeshin, Simen Samachay, Tadurim Shalona Shematmina Ben Chamin, Chamin Mishon, the Shabbos, Shemachubaram the Kark of a Binyan, Mutaram Lister, and Eshina Tzas, although on the Kot Chiester, Kilek Anokri, Yulagodal Chiester, Kiruchen, and Chashash Chiester. Can't be right from the Mordechai. Maybe it's talking about Kalim. Kalim like Magufa Sachavis, she quotes. And we know that Kalim are more Kal, even in the sphere of the Kalim. In the sphere of the Kalim, he quotes. But Hadur Shalom and the Mechubar of the Karka, maybe it should be Asur. He says no. The reason given is, Lister, Stima Satana, Lefne Doro Kosa. And in the Mordechai's door, they had Tandurim Mechubarim. It was an Ashkenaz, very recent. He's matir. Good, he's matir. He's matir. Elio Rabba compared opening an envelope to opening the covering of the Tana. What's the connection? No, it's not Nasa Vakiyam. Whatever's not Nasa Vakiyam is Mutter. There's always a Spira. there's no Isur of Korea. All these, we call it, if you will, negative malachas, you're undoing something, only apply to something which was originally done in the keel, not something which was done for one day, and even the tatar is literally one day, and the igeris, although I cannot imagine that FedEx knows this. So it took more than one day for the igeris to come from place to place. Nonetheless, it's considered the equivalent of the tatar, which they did open within one day. They sealed it on the Arab Shabbos, probably right before Shabbos, and they opened it Shabbos morning, less than 24 hours. So there's a comparison drawn. You see from this comparison, again, like the Lavush, that the 24-hour deadline does not apply. I repeat, if the Taz arrives, but the Yom Dafka, why is Eliyahu Rabbah bringing a raya from the Tana in the case of Igeris? The Rabbah as well is of the opinion of the Lavush against the Taz, that the Yom Dafka. And this is the opinion of the of other poskim as well, such as the Magen Avraham in Shin Mem, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes.
Definition of what is kosher and what is tov.
say you sow and unsow. We don't talk the way in Pennsylvania either. What's he saying there, Rav Shul? If you want to undo the sowing, you can't just undo the sowing. It's impossible. You have to rip it. And in rip it, he used an expression, you have to ruin it, the kalkala. And that's why it's called tofer. Yes. say you sew and unsew. We don't talk that way in Pennsylvania either. What's he saying there, Rabbi Shulman? If you want to undo the sewing, you can't just undo it. It's impossible. You have to rip it. And he rip it, he used an expression, you have to ruin it, the kalkala. And that's why it's called tofer. Yes. Talk about that Gemara. It's a very important Gemara. We'll spend a lot of time on that Gemara. But just give me a few minutes. I wanted to say, Rav Olsen, that Kiddush Nifla Venoiro based on this Aruch HaShulchan. You may think I'm from the Bardic or from further places, but I want to suggest to you anyway. If the Aruch HaShulchan is correct, what if I find you a case where you're not using strings to tie a knot? You're using something that just resembles tape, matrix the Aruch. But you're not matching the Yoros to the extent that the Aruch HaShulchan describes, where it is, quote, Sheyir Tzal Hashivu L'Kadusa Mechrev L'Kalkul of L'Kroz and Izeh. You'll have a new kind of adhesive, a modern variety, where it's made specifically with the, so you should have the ability to take it off and put it back. My radical statement is that maybe according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's at a status of, believe it or not, of kosher and matir, as opposed to korea and tofer. Now let's get it straight now. It's not really korea either. Tofer and korea is with thread. The Rambam is mechadesh, that matvit, the yoros, the mukim, based upon the Chassid Tosefta, I believe, is a tolda of tofer. And matvit, the yoros, the mukim, Matvit the Yoros is Tofer, and Matvit the Yoros Lukim is Korea. That's not obvious. But Rav HaShulchan is pshat. Because like, same as you sew a shirt, try to rip the shirt, you just undo it. If someone has a shirt, okay, we'll undo the shirt. That's shy, undo the shirt. You have to rip the shirt. So too, yeah, you put the old style, you put a ton of glue on, and just, okay, now I'm going to undo it. To rip it. You can't take it apart along the same line. It's not going to work. Even today, you have an envelope, you go home, you get a mail from home. You get a mail delivered, so you go downstairs to the table, the corner, you find mail from home. Your mother wrote you a letter. Oh, great. You go to the table, you open up the letter, put your tape, you try to peel it apart, so it should be exactly the way, so that there should be a perfect separation between the lip of the envelope and the other one. Doesn't go the way you ripped the whole thing. It's impossible to get it exactly. But that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. That's considered to be when your mother sealed the envelope. That was considered tofer, matvit the Yoros. When you open the envelope, that is correct. What happened to these other new kinds of things? I'll give you one simple example. I'll give you a simple example. What if someone cuts a finger and they give them go and they give you a what we call today a band-aid. A bandage. Well, you have one, you know how it works. They went in the factory. They took a piece of adhesive, and they put it on that to cover the area to keep it sterile, and then you got to pull it off. It's meant to be pulled off, very easily, not fast. And sometimes it's either meant to be put on again. Right. I'll give you an example. We forget the disposable diapers. Same thing as a bandage. You pull it off, and you put the thing on, and you take it right back on again. It's meant to be pulled off exactly at that spot. So I want to suggest something radical. That perhaps the heter to open these disposable diapers should not necessarily be dependent upon the machlokes today and Agos Mordechai, what is the distinction between the respect of Tfira, between Shal Kayam and Ashal Kayam. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, we can argue that this kind of disposable diaper kind of adhesive is not the equivalent of Tofer and Koreh, but the equivalent of Kosher and Matir. At least according to the Levush, everyone agrees there exists a heter of Eino Shal Kayam. Taz of the problem, you can't get it the same day as manufactured by Procter & Gamble. I'm going to come to your baby room. It's not going to happen. But since we just Rav Shlomo Zalman said we follow presumably the Shita's Halavush.
And let's add, because the stakes are a little bit lower. Because even the Tazu Ashes presumably only asks about the Rabbanim. But according to this one day, this Riva in the Agos Mordechai, it's not like it's a Doraisa. Who wants to start with Doraisa?
Well, so I'm suggesting that perhaps it's made in a way that you, it's made especially to be able to allow you to rip it exactly at that spot. Now, this is kind of a deep ceiling. I'm not sure what the technical stuff is, but it's meant that he pulled off at that exact spot, as opposed to the envelope with the glue. So maybe the equivalent of kosher matir, and therefore the Revo wouldn't say anything. The Revo would agree that it's mutter. Then if you combine it with that little bush, the worst case, because with the Rabbanim was an attack, that the reliance becomes not like the laws of Nakila. That's a very radical statement I'm making here. We're so used to the idea of Matrix the Yoruba's Kofir and Matrix is Korea, but with this Aram HaShulchan, it sounds like it's not so pushing. It depends upon whether it's, quote, Royal Atiro Lashiva the Kaguso, then it's going to be called kosher. As opposed to Tov, you have to root and ruin it like I'm a shirt. Yeah, sure. We don't reuse that, because that's the point. It's both of them. For many reasons not to reuse the I can think of a few reasons. But if you want to tape it, untape it, you can do it 5 times. I think so. It's a new one, I think. We have Baruch Hashem, a man who's doing it every night. Baruch Hashem. So he gives Adus. Hey, that's another be surid. Alright. Yes. We'll get to that. That's also Shmir Shabbos. We'll get to that. Very good point. Okay. Interestingly, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal has a similar definition in Chelet Beis, because Moshe Simon Pei Dalet. He's worried there about the old style diapers. You probably never saw this thing. They used to have safety pins. Does anyone just want to see a diaper with a safety pin? I'm just curious. Anyone who's ever seen a diaper with a safety pin? Never even seen it. Wow. The world has changed. Wow. Amazing. Okay. But Rav Moshe was writing 40 years ago, and I thought, I want to use diapers. There's no such thing as these disposables. So someone said, it's the Baal, you can't use a safety pin because it's so fair. Who said so? The Carbon Asano said so. Open up in the back of the rush. I asked you to see this one. The Carbon Asano. Is Perek Zion. I'm calling for a state virus with a little small little nun. The carbon is silent, but the old nun says. Have a machlokas nafkuf yud gimel amar aleph, but aniva. recognize it as a slip knot.
Now, maybe you guys went to Boy Scout camp or I don't know. I'm so bad at these things. I saw the pictures. They didn't have pictures. But I have trouble visualizing my mind how to even do all these things. So I'm sure the people who have more experience than myself will be able to help me out. Okay? So, the whole discussion over here. I leave a b'kshira lo michlifo. So there were make of aniva. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not according to michlifo, el aniva kufa k'shira. But the machlokas hatanoim, a machlokas hatanoim, with respect to aniva, is it considered to be a kesher or not? We pass it in smutter, according to Shulchan Aruch. Then smutter, it's in the shini zayin sitei. Aniva is not a problem. Not a problem. Why? He says, again, I looked at Rabbi Rivi, I'd say, but I couldn't fully grasp the cellmate. That's a good idea. I don't have any rope here. Oh, so make me an adiva. That's an adiva? Slip down? Not full, see what happens. Boom, disappears. So he had a different kind of a picture there. You saw that same, but it wasn't the same, but I'm going to pull up. He had a picture there which was a little bit different than what Benyamin just showed me. Oh, there it is. It's a bow. Hold on, hold on. Gotta get the pictures. Kosher, here we go. Here we go. One second. Let's go. Here we go. Page 795. An aniva, a slip knot called an aniva, is not a halach knot. This is because a slip knot is so designed as to make it possible to undo the knot without reversing the original act or process that created the knot. Yeah, show me. Tell me, I have an expert in knots. I'm saying it. Stand up, don't you see? So you did exactly the same as this? Okay. Same, Benyamin said it's the same thing, but what does it mean? You can undo the knot without reversing the original act of process that created the knot. Because you can just slip, you can just pull. When you tie a shoe, let's say you tie your shoes. Let's say you double knot your shoes. If you want to get it out, you could tediously reverse your steps. But this, the Yama took a whole bunch of steps to make it, whoop, one pull, it's gone. So that's why it's not considered to be a catch. I've kind of a riviat, the Perish Binyama. Alright, so, okay, Baruch Hashem, we have an expert here in the field. We look to have an expert in every field of Baruch Hashem. That's what he said. Comes the Ramah and discusses the question of Aniva al Gabe Kesher. Take a look. The Ramah, this is applying a shoe to verse. This is very important. This is really important. No joke. It's all the Glila, right? Is it the same principle? Same idea. So the Ramah writes over here, Tzipei, the Makabe says Aniva Mutav Lab Kesheru, but Filuv also Kesher Echad Lamata. No one can go ahead. Aniva agave kesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Tess. No one can go ahead. Because of Akronim, or the Nog get ahead of the Kesher Ak Echa the Mata, I would ask the Shahosu the Hat to go the Yo. So they are the Aniva agave kesh or dying in the Nikra Masa Uman. How will I heal the Kayama as his man? Then it's also. It's not the same as the plain Aniva. Ak and the Mishnah Berurah of Kodan, Chof Tess. What does that mean? More than a day is a problem. So therefore, your shoes are okay. I'm assuming that you untie your shoes every night. That's no problem. And then the same Torah would be a problem because it's a week. So that's the question of mitzvah. Now this Torah of Rabbi Rivia is interesting. He's saying there are really three levels. Think about it. If it slipped out, then you can undo without reversing the steps. Not a kesher at all. If you can undo it by reversing your steps, that's called kesher, like the Rosh Hashanah said. If you can't even undo it by reversing your steps,
then it's called Tofer. Say this definition fits into our way of thought. Okay, let's go on. What is the issue in this Aniva Gabi Kesh? The Avnei Neis, the writes in Kuf Ayin Tes and Kotman Dalit. The Isser is the Kesher. Not the Aniva. He was Muslim. So why can't I make Aniva Gabi Kesher from the Kiyuma? Because of the Kesher. Because the Kesher, even the one Kesher would be Usser. The reason why one Kesher is usually considered Muslim is not Shel Kayama Cloud. If I can contrive to make it Shel Kayama through some other means, namely Aniva, so I succeeded. And therefore I'm all over not on the Aniva. I'm over on the Kesher. If I tie a Kesher, I tie a shoe. I'm going to tie my shoe. I tie a Sefer Torah, Lila. And it's going to be kept there. We're reading some kind of a funny Torah or something or other. A Mapzir. Not going to be used that same for another 3 months. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You have two Svar. So you have a Rosh Chodesh. Not going to be Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos again. Oh, Rosh Chodesh in for a month. You're for a whole month of the month they use it. There's nothing special about Rosh Chodesh. I don't know what. So, month, but nothing's happened. So there's no another exit in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So there's nothing going to happen for a long time. It's going to be a month until you use it next. Not a week, a month. So it's going to be a big problem. Yeah, there's all the Matosar Mitzvah. But otherwise, what's the Isser? When you tie that, when you have Gulila. Not the original knot. That's going to by itself going to fall apart. The Aniva, the bow on top, is almost nothing. The parents is the bow on top. Makes the knot at the bottom a Shel Kayama. The lumpness is important. Not some other combination of both. The Kesher on the bottom is the problem. Aniva, not at all. Like the Yosef. No, the Kesher is the problem. Aniva, the way in which to make that Kesher, Likiyuma. And he compares to the Gemara which you just quoted. That I am Dalet and Beis. Take a look at both of them. It's a very, very important Gemara. We spent a lot of time on it. Very important. I am Dalet and Beis by the Shnei Tzviris. One I down of the days says, but Tofer stays here, next to the last line. Volo Kaimo, it won't last. It won't last, Rashi says. Volo Kaimo, Ochi, the Kaimo, Volo Kaimo, Lad Molochi. Omer Rabba, Bar Rachana, Rabbi Yochan, Vusha Ksharon. Rashi, Shekosha, Shnei Roshe, Achut. What's the Chir over here? Not Kosher. We already have a Chir Kosher. The Chir here is Tofer. Here is Tofer. So through the Kesher on top, you're over on Tofer. Here too. Through the Aniv on top, you're over on Kosher. So I say on the Nezer. When I was a young rabbi, it just came to my community in Riverdale, they had to be the following Shiloh. We know that there are more asses, double knots. So they have the following situation. The children's shoes were getting untied, and the children were tripping. It was dangerous. They had the following eitzah. Tie a knot, and you put an aniva on top, right? So they wanted to go through twice. I'm so bad with my... They showed me. You go through twice, and you tuck it through twice, it will stay... Long. It won't be a Kesher, Al Gabi Kesher. If you go through twice, it'll stay longer. So I said, I don't know. It's a serious trailer. Maybe it's a Tzadlahot, who said before, it's a Mokum Tsar. Maybe it's going to fall down and then get hurt. It's a Mokum Tsar. And we said the other started from yesterday. It's not really a Kesher Uma. And I thought nothing. I forgot about the story for 20 something. I never had it. I forgot all about it. Sure enough, the Lama Tes Malachas talks about it. This very case, I think it's the same question he asked me then, on page 798. Tying shoes that we tie by making a bona, aniva al gabe kesher. However, when tying shoes, only a single bow can be made over the knot. Winding the bows a second time, that's exactly what they asked me that time, is tantamount to forming a double knot, which is forbidden. Can no longer be identified as an aniva, because the resulting knot cannot be undone unless the knotting action is reversed. Now,
also. You get the definition. You get the definition. I think it's a good definition. But according to definition, you can't consider this to be an aniva. Okay? So if it's not aniva, what else is it? What else is it? Well, I guess the only two choices in the world. Either it's aniva or it's a kesher. So you can't undo it by just pulling. You have to reverse your steps tediously. You consider it to be a kesher. So in effect, it's a kesher or a kesher. And since the kurva of the rabo, even though it's not a classical double knot, double I, you just go once and go twice. Here it's more complex. You just make the bow going in the second time. So I guess there might be some place that you would argue on Rabbi Rivia. They don't know, that's only an anivo. They went through twice. On the definition, you have to reverse your steps to get it out. If it's not an anivo, it must be considered to be a catch. So it's amazing. After a year, I didn't see the shot anyway. Here it is, page 798. Fine. I was told many years ago that a poskim were making either one of two things. That was considered an aniva, or that was a kind of a malkum tsar. But if you'll say it's a malkum tsar, then it would be matan double knots. So maybe they felt this is not a double knot mamish, even though he said that it's like a double knot. It was kind of a hakal hakal pila. Perhaps I was told the tsar from the golem then, or matan is the second. Time to be wound, and again, better to be mountain here. Hope that the baby will not trip. Okay. What about women who wear a tichel? Not something which doesn't exist anymore. They have a snooze. I tell you, there was a time that no such thing as snooze. Not that long ago. It's a newer, fairly recent invention. So, how would a woman want to wear a kerchief? She would take a kerchief, and she'd tie it back. And she'd often tie two knots. So the Shmir Shabbos book, written the priest nude era, and discussed this matter. So this thing, that we knew the world is full of new things. This is in, let's see, one of the Marvel comments. I was telling you where it was. The meaning is the Sharish Nek Sharm Bakagaraz or Shena Shal Kayama, who shall head you? The less the Klosh Tail of the Yuta, the Miyuta. That means you have to look at Shari Chuva. It's in your regular Rura. Kosa Gurke Yosef. This is against the Rama. Presumably the reason is because this is not considered to be a kesher shalomon. As we mentioned yesterday, somebody asked me yesterday, how can I have a chutzpah against the Rama? I'm not going against the Rama, chas v'shalom. I'm just saying this doesn't look here. So here I did print it on the bottom. Written in the bottom, the Shari Tshuva, for the Minig L'Hokel. All right, so we have to look for other snippets. That's exactly what Shmuel Madama does over here. What did he say? Oh. He writes the stuff. Kup Sam of Zion. I'm Shari Tshuva. And it is Gerish HaShulchan, the Kitz Shavarov writes, Kesha She'ein HaDerach L'Kanim O'Rak L'Eiz is Man. Mutter the kosher in the data of the Ferris Latir of the Yomo. Alright, it's matter. It's matter. What does that mean, it's matter? It's matter if the worst case, in other words, a double knot is usher, why? Because some people keep a double knot forever. Some people keep a double knot forever. We can't tie a double knot even for less than a day. But if you refer to a case where nobody keeps it for
I think my terrace is something which is at least a possible terrace.
And we'll find out tomorrow Shia what the facts are, and whether or not my guys are the only facts.